What's up, guys? This is exciting. I think the atmosphere right now in this building is ecstatic. Everyone's, excited that it's the first week of the regular season finally for the kick off the 2012 season. And we've been waiting for this, especially myself. I've been waiting for this since January 1st when that Chicago game ended. I was looking forward to finally getting out here and starting this year. And through all the OTAs and preseason, we put in so much hard work, and there's no better time of the year than right now to kick off football season. And we're excited that we're opening up at home. I mean, first time since 2007 that the Vikings have opened up at home, and we're excited to set the tone for the rest of the season. And I was so impressed last year with our home crowd, and it creates such a great atmosphere in the Metrodome that we're looking to start that in the right manner in the first game this Sunday. And we've got a great opponent in Jacksonville, great defense. It's gonna be a tough challenge for us as an offense, and to see where we're at game one, and it's a starting point. It's a starting point for us in this season to set the tone and reach the goals that we have.
What concerns you the most in game one, Christian?
What concerns me the most? Obviously we want to get out there and play well. I mean, I don't know if you have any concerns. We're going out there with full confidence in our abilities and what we can do, but we know that the game was important, and we want to set the tone for the rest of the year and go out and play well, but. You don't really want to have any concerns. I mean, you got to be full confident in what you're doing as a player and as a team.
How does going through a season like you did last year sort of inform your approach here going into year two?
Last year was obviously was a crazy year. It was an interesting year. 3-13 obviously is something you want to improve upon. But I think that going into this year, I think it just awakens me to put just so much more time and effort in what I'm doing. And obviously there's a lot for me to prove upon last year, and I just got to put in the time and the effort to do it and change those things. And I think it's important for us to start out on the right foot and again, set that tone for the rest of the season and build upon a 3-13 year that we had last year.
How big was it for you to have the same system in place and be able to go through this whole preseason with it and just same coordinator, same quarterbacks, coach, everything?
Very big. Not only for my comfort level of being in the same offense, but also the comfort level to have that communication with Bill Musgrave and with Coach Johnson, and that's huge. And we've grown in our relationship a whole lot, and we're able to communicate about things and talk about certain plays and talk about what I like and have some input on some of the things that we're doing. And it creates a whole different atmosphere and a whole different confidence between myself and the coaching staff. And I'm glad that I went through what happened last year, and I think that being in that same offense this year is only going to help myself and the rest of the guys that are part of it.
With having an even younger team and you as a young quarterback being the kind of clear leader of the offense, how much, if at all, is the vibe in the locker room just different with this group than it was a year ago?
It is different. I mean, every year there's going to be a different vibe. I mean, there's always going to be new faces, no matter where you are, but. The cool thing is that it is a young team, and that we have the chance to be together for a while. And we got a lot of young players that are ready to go out and make a first impression and do well and make a name for themselves. And that's exciting, and we're very excited. And we have a lot of guys that can go out and make big plays and make a name for themselves. And it'll be cool to see. I mean, this is the first year for us to be together, and hopefully it'll be that same way in 10 years. So,
Christian, do you buy into the notion that some people may assume a young quarterback is going to go through those growing pains where they have a good game and then maybe a bad game and it's expected because you're young, or is that not something you're willing to accept?
I think, up to a point you accept it. Up to a point I know that there's a lot for me to learn as a quarterback, and there's a lot for me to grow, but I don't want to make mistakes. I mean, I don't expect myself to make mistakes ever. And, I do know that and do realize that, even the greatest make mistakes at times, and those are just learning moments that you got to learn from and grow from. But I expect to have a lot of improvement on what I did last year.
Where's your confidence level? You come out of that last game with an injury to now. How much has it changed?
It's changed a lot. Just having the full confidence in this offense, and which comes from that comfort level of realizing and knowing what I'm doing, and putting a lot of time this offseason to get better and learn from those mistakes and build up that confidence, and then it helps me to realize, see Rick Spielman adding pieces around me. I mean, that shows that he has confidence in me to build around me. And when others show confidence in yourself, I think that just keeps building it. And I think this year, again, is going to be a lot better than last year, and especially for me personally. And and it starts this week. So,
Christian, you guys, that you first team didn't play obviously against Houston. What's really been the focal point of the last week and a half of practice or so since the rough game against the Chargers? What have you guys really been concentrating on?
Well, obviously, there's been a lot of improvements that we need to make, and you know, the thing that we've been talking about is just execution. And you know, Coach Musgrave's not putting a lot on our plate, but we just got to execute what we're doing and do the ordinary things extraordinary. And so just going back and refining our technique, I think we've put a lot of emphasis on our technique and our fundamentals, and that's what you start with. You start with a base and you build on top of that, and that's what we're doing. And you know, just spending a lot of time just getting ready for this first game.
I saw you out throwing with Carlson before the game down in Houston. How much extra time are you guys putting in to try to regain some of that chemistry that maybe you didn't have a chance to build?
We have put in some time, and he's been very adamant about it and outgoing and trying to get not only trying to get in shape but also catch some balls. And we stayed after practice on Monday as well. So, you know, he's awesome, and he's going to do a great job. And obviously he's trying to make up some time, but he's going to be completely fine once he gets in there. He's a heck of a player, and he's going to have a good year. He's going to really compliment Kyle Rudolph. So,
have you seen anything to suggest that Kyle won't have a big year?
No. He's really impressed me in the preseason and the OTAs, and I think everyone's been impressed with him. And I'm so comfortable with him. We have such great chemistry. But you never know. I mean, injuries or something could happen. But we expect him to do well.
How much did you watch Gabbert last year?
I didn't watch him a whole lot. You know, never really played any similar teams, so I didn't see him on film or anything. But I didn't pay too much attention to it.
Any of what you've seen, you know, you guys had similar situations and everything. Anything that you saw that reminded you what you were going through?
I think that you know, it was obvious that neither of us had as good years as we wanted to have. And we are friends. We both trained together for the combine 2 years ago, and. Have kind of hung out and talked to each other since, but I think we're both competitors and we're both confident in our abilities and we're looking to bounce back from what we did last year. And I saw some of the stats in the preseason. He looks like he had a great preseason. He's ready to go. But I think we definitely last year is a year that we probably wish we would have done better, but we both accept it and know that it's going to make us better.
It was tough for both of you guys last year. Are you happy that you're kind of in the era where you get thrown into the fire and you know, rather than sit on the bench for 5 years?
I guess both of us kind of snuck in towards the middle of the season. I don't think he started from the very beginning, did he? But I think it was important for me to get thrown in and play early on, and I'd much rather learn from being out there and doing it rather than sitting on the sidelines. And I think now both of us going through the OTAs and getting that time as the starting quarterback, I think, is really going to benefit us.
What do you want your identity to be as an NFL quarterback?
Ultimately, you want to be tagged with a successful career and winning games. I just need to be efficient and, you know, be a smart player that, you know, being a quarterback really boils down to two things. That's decision making and accuracy. Do you know where you're supposed to go with the ball, and are you accurate with it? I'd love to, you know, 15 years down the road, look back and say he was an accurate quarterback that made the right decisions, and his team was successful because of it.
With a young team and coming off a 3-13 season, and largely everyone seems to expect this team's going to be dead last in a tough division, how much more important does that make it to get off to a good start here in these first couple of games?
Well, I think regardless of whether we were picked to win the NFC North or not, I think it's always important to start off with a great start. And it really sets the tone for the rest of the year. And obviously we lost the first couple last year, and we ended up going 3-13. We don't want that to happen. We're not going to put extra pressure on ourselves, and we expect to go out, no matter what Sunday it is, to go out and win and do well. But I think it is important for us to get out there and start well and set the tone for the rest of the year.
By the time you were inserted last year, this team was already in a hole. How hard was it to get confidence back and get, you know, other players around you performing well?
I think a lot of the blame of what happened last year on myself, and it really didn't have to do with what other players were doing. I mean, I was making bad mistakes and dumb decisions, and I could have done a better job of helping our team turn it around and play better, and I didn't. And I played poorly, and so it was a situation that I didn't help.
Does having a younger team make it easier for you in a leadership role, just not being intimidated by veterans?
I think it does. I mean, it's a lot easier to gel with someone that's around your age and has the same experience level and be able to communicate those things. But the good thing is we have a lot of veteran leadership as well between Jared and Kevin Williams and John Sullivan and Charlie Johnson. And I think there's just a great atmosphere and a communication level between everybody on this team that is really going to help out. I mean, leadership is very important in the NFL and on any team that you're on, regardless of the level. And there's some guys that are really stepping up and doing a great job.
Christian, with four games down, excuse me, what's kind of the comfort level amongst the players with having replacement officials in there?
It's something we can't control, and that's one thing we've always talked about, and I've always been taught as a young athlete that you can only control what you can control. And that's out of our hands, and we can't do anything about it. And we just got to go out and play. And if something is called or something happens, we got to deal with it and move on. And you can't worry about it. I mean, this game is such a mental game that if you're focused on the referees and not focused on what you're doing, then that's not a good situation. All right.
Thanks,
guys.